我们今天晚上的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是天国好像宝贝。
This evening I'd like to share with you the topic that heaven is like a treasure.
这是主耶稣所讲的比喻。
And this is one of the parables spoken by Jesus.
既然谈到天国呢，就跟教会有关系的。
And since it talks about the kingdom of heaven, it's related to our church.
也是跟各位弟兄姐妹都有密切的关系。
And it's also closely related to brothers and sisters.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，跟这个建设神的教会呢，也有很密切的关系。
And this parable is also closely related to the establishment of the church.
请看马太福音书三章四十四节。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 verse 44.
马太福音书三章四十四节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。主耶稣在马太福音书三章讲八个比喻。
In Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus talked about eight parables.
那前四个呢，是听众比较多，包括信徒以外，包括很多人。
And for the first four parables, there were a lot of congregation listening to it.
那后面四个比喻呢，主讲给他的门徒听，所以听众很少。
But for the last four parables, it's only spoken to the disciples.
前四个呢，他是在海边有很多人，他在屋外讲这些比喻。
The first four parables were spoken by the beach, and there were a lot of people listening.
请看十三章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 1.
到第三节。
To 3.
当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集。他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他就用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。这里记载他在船上，还有很多听众呢，就在船下呢听他讲道。
Here it says that Jesus was on the boat speaking, and a lot of people were standing on the shore.
那他在船上所讲的呢，第一就是撒种的比喻。
And the first parable spoken on the boat was the parable of the sower.
第二是败子的比喻。
And the second one was the parable of the weeds.
第三是芥菜种的比喻。
And the third parable was the parable of mustard seed and the yeast.
第四个是面笑的比喻。
Sorry, the fourth parable was about the yeast.
那这四个比喻呢？就是在屋外讲的。
And all these four parables were spoken outside of the house.
那时候四个比喻呢，其中有一个败子的比喻，门徒听不懂。
And among the parables, the parable of the weeds, the disciples did not understand.
当然呢，那些听众也大多数都听不懂。
And of course, most of the congregation did not get it as well.
那讲这四个比喻以后呢，他就跟门徒在一起。进到房子里面。
So after he has spoken these four parables, he and the disciples went into the house.
请看三十六节。
Please turn to verse 36.
当下耶稣离开众人，进了房子，他的门徒进前来说：“请把田间败子的比喻讲给我们听。”他们进到屋里面呢，门徒才请教耶稣这个败子的比喻要怎么解释的。
After they went into the house, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him to explain the parable of the weeds.
那结束这个以后呢，第一个讲的就是这个天国好像宝贝藏在地里面。
And the first parable spoken was about the hidden treasure.
再来就是这个天国好像买卖人在买找这个珠子。
And then the parable of the pearl.
再来就是撒网在海里。海里的比喻。
Then the parable of the net.
再来就是这个文士受教做天国的门徒好像一个家子。
And then about the prophet without honor.
那主耶稣呢向门徒解释这个拜字，那门徒既然听不懂，当然那些听众也都听不懂。
And since the disciples did not understand it, so the congregation couldn't either.
那他所讲的等于白讲啊。
And has Jesus spoken in vain?
我们请看第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10.
到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12.
门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘，主叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。门徒也觉得很奇怪，就问耶稣啊。
The disciples were puzzled, therefore they asked Jesus.
为什么要用比喻呢？
Why do you use parables?
那主耶稣说，这是天国的奥秘。
Jesus replied, "This is the knowledge of the secrets of kingdom of heaven."
他说只要叫门徒知道就好。
And this is for the disciples to understand only.
那其实呢，门徒没有几个，其他的听众更多。
And there weren't many disciples, but there were a lot of congregation.
当然呢，这是简单讲的。
And this is to put it simply.
其实天国的奥秘呢，有很多人还是听得懂。
There are many people who can understand the hidden teaching of the kingdom of heaven.
但是听众必须要有谦卑跟虔诚的心。
As long as you have a sincere and humble heart.
加上信心。
Plus faith.
所以他后面所讲的四个比喻呢，这些门徒呢，因为有信心、有虔诚，所以听得懂。
The last four parables spoken to the disciples because they had a sincere heart and also faith, therefore they could understand.
所以主耶稣也没有加以解释。
And that is why Jesus did not explain the parable in detail.
那撒种的比喻他当场呢就有解释。
However, Jesus did explain about the parable of the net.
那拜主的比喻呢进到房子里面才解释给门徒听。
And he explained the parable of the weeds when he entered the house with the disciples.
那这个芥菜种跟面酵的比喻呢都没有解释。
And about the mustard seed and the yeast, he did not explain.
那么留到我们现在呢，读到这种圣经，真的一知半解呀。
So when we read about these parables, we cannot fully understand them.
但是呢，在神的教会里面，却有很多人能够明白。
But in the church of God, many people can understand.
因为除了圣灵的带领以外，还有虔诚跟信心，这个都很重要的。
Apart from the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they have a sincere heart as well as faith.
他说天国好像宝贝。
It says that the kingdom of heaven is like hidden treasure.
也就是说，天国这个是包括很大，但是那个价值是非常高的。
The kingdom of heaven includes a lot of things and it's precious.
也就是说呢，有关于跟神跟信仰的连带关系呢，这个价值都非常高的。
That means whatever is related to salvation and faith is priceless.
所以把它形容为宝贝。
And that is why it's called the hidden treasure.
那当然，这种价值不是在今生啊，甚至连到这个来生啊。
And this treasure is not only in this life, but also to the eternal life.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻呢？我要把它分为五点来阐明做参考。
And I'd like to use 5 points to explain about this parable.
那今天晚上只要讲一点。
And tonight I'll only talk about the first point.
就是宝贝藏在地里。
And that is the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field.
这里又说人遇见了。
And when a man found it,
又把它藏起来。
He hid it again.
然后很高兴，又去变卖一切，再来买这一块地。
And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field.
如果按照字面来看呢，很难了解呀。
If you just read the words, you cannot understand.
但是呢，主耶稣呢讲这个比喻呢，我们不要只看字面，要看其精神呐。
But for the parables, we cannot just read the wordings. We have to understand the hidden meaning.
那这样天国的奥秘呢，我们就很容易了解了。
Only then we can easily understand about the parable of the kingdom of heaven.
所以保罗在阐明神的奥秘的时候，他有强调这个是跟金钱有关系的。
And that is why Paul says when we want to understand parable, we have to have a sincere heart.
请看提摩太前书三章十六节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
大在金钱的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被天圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传与外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里面。十五节提到有关永生神的教会。
In verse 15, it's talk about God's household.
那十六节就谈到这个金钱的奥秘。
And in verse 16, it's talk about the mystery of godliness.
那也就是说呢，这个奥秘要在神的教会里面呢，来发表出来。
That means the mystery of the godliness will be manifested in the house of God.
当时呢，有很多人不相信神会在肉身显现。
At that time, many people did not believe that God will come in flesh.
尤其有一些哲学家
，especially the philosophers，
他们所了解的呢，发表出来，又获得很多人来信从。
Many people follow their teachings.
所以呢，对初代的教会呢影响很大。
And therefore, this greatly influenced the church.
所以保罗写以弗所书跟哥罗西书的时候，就是要呢去破解这些呢思想啊。
And that is why when Paul wrote the book of Philippians as well as Colossians, he's trying to make these people understand the truth.
那么主耶稣讲这个天国好像宝贝这个比喻呢就是一种奥秘。
And when Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven like a hidden treasure, it's also a kind of mystery.
所以要了解呢，必须要虔诚的心啊。
So if we want to understand it, we have to have a godly heart.
在摩西五经里面有谈到这个祭司的衣服啊。
In the law of Moses, it talks about the garment of the priest.
那有资格穿祭司衣服的呢？就是亚伦的祖孙呐。
And those who are worthy to wear the garment of the priest are the descendants of Aaron.
那这个祭司衣服前面有一个牌子叫做截断牌啊。
And in front of the garment of the priest, there's this ornament.
称为乌林土民叫这个音欢乌林土民
It's called Urim and Thummim
那这个到现在呢有的人还是不太了解只知道这个是截断牌啊
And many people did not understand the meaning of Urim and Thummim today
他们对神的事情一些事情不了解的时候就去问了那这个截断牌呢，就会显示出来，让人了解。
And this ornament is for people who do not understand the teaching of God. They can ask it, and it will reveal to them.
但是呢，有的当祭司怎么问都没有办法显示啊。
However, when some priests ask this ornament, they could not get an answer.
但是有的呢，一问呢就显示出来。
But other priests could get an answer right away.
这个就是跟他的虔诚信心有关系的。
And this is because it's related to their faith as well as sincerity.
这个就是我们祷告有的人很有效果，有的人好像主耶稣都不理我，都跟这个有关系的啊。
That is why some people when they pray it's effective, while others when they pray it's not.
那么要了解主耶稣所说的比喻也是一样的。
And this is the same if we want to understand the parable spoken by Jesus Christ.
所以从旧约圣经一直连到呢主耶稣来的时候这个都有一贯性的神所定的这个好像不明文但是了解的人就能够去得到
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament it seems that many of the teachings we cannot understand but if you have a godly heart you will be able to
所以旧约圣经也有提到像扫罗啊他祷告神的不听他去问这个乌林土民这个牌呢，也没有反应。
And that is why the Old Testament also record when King Saul went to ask to seek for the Urim and Thummim, he did not get an answer.
那时候的扫罗王真的非常害怕。
And at that time, King Saul was very afraid.
所以人呢，一生当中很重要的就是要有神，要爱你，能够听你，这个很重要的。
Therefore, what's most important in our life is when Jesus loves us and listens to us.
神能够成为你的依靠。
So that he can become our refuge.
所以这个天国好像宝贝呢，就是有这种含义在里面。
And this is what it means by hidden treasure as the kingdom of heaven.
那现在我们来讲第一点，就是这个天国好像这个宝贝藏在地里面。
And now we're going to talk about the hidden treasure in a field.
也就是说呢，神国啊要建设在这个教会。
And that is to say that the kingdom of heaven is to be established on the church.
天国、神国本来就是宝贝的。
Because both kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God is a treasure.
但是呢，要建设在这个地面上。
But it has to be established on earth.
就是藏在地里面。
And that is to be hidden in a field.
所以主耶稣刚出来传福音的时候。
So when Jesus came out to preach the gospel.
他的口号就是天国近了。
He always say the kingdom of heaven is near.
你们要悔改。
You have to repent.
他讲的这个口号呢，能够发生吸引力啊。
And this attract a number of crowd.
就是神的国呢，要建设在这个地面上。
So the kingdom of God will be established on earth.
所以他开始拣选门徒啊，这个就是神国的实现。
So when he start to choose the disciples, it's the starting of the kingdom of God.
那么以后建设教会，这个就是神国建立起来。
And then, when, as he continues to establish church, he's establishing the kingdom of God.
那神国是属灵的。
Kingdom of God belongs to the spiritual realm.
照理说是看不见的。
We should not be able to see it.
但实际上呢，他要建设在地面上也看得见。
However, when it's established on earth, then we are able to see it.
同样的，神国的宝贝呢？也有能够看得见的，有的看不见的。
And similarly, for hidden treasure, some can be seen, others cannot be.
但是这些呢，这些价值都要藏在神的教会里面。
But they are all priceless and should be treasured in the church of God.
所以你要挖宝，一定到神的教会才能够挖得到。
And therefore, if we want to look for a treasure, you have to come to the house of God.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，就是有这种精神在里面。
And this is the spirit behind the parable of Jesus Christ.
那这种宝贝呢，有时候是有形的，有时候是无形的。
And this kind of treasure, some can be seen, others cannot be.
有时候呢，是人的内心可以去感受的。
Some can be filled with your heart.
那神的教会，也是一样。
And this is the same for the Church of God.
我们经常看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 17.
二十节，二十一节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：神的国来到，不是眼睛所能见的，人也不得说看哪、啊、在这里，看哪、啊、在那里。因为神的国就在你们心里，神的国有形的，就是这个教会，你看得到，有很多人在那边。
The house of God can refer to the church where you can see many people are worshiping in it.
无形的要实现在每个人的心里。
But the kingdom of God that cannot be seen will be established in each and everyone's heart.
所以有人信了真耶稣教会以后，在他内心的感受呢，就跟以前不一样。
So some people when they believe in true church, they have a different kind of feeling.
他好像得到什么宝贝一样。
It's like they have obtained some kind of treasure.
有的人不太了解，说：“哎，某人，您最近好像都很高兴赚到大钱嘛？”他说：“不是的，我信耶稣。”
Some people might not understand and ask this person, "Why are you so happy? Is it because you have become a millionaire?" But he will answer, "No, because I believe in Jesus."
所以在我们教会里面啊，各位弟兄姐妹的感受呢，每个人都不太一样。
So in our church, each and every one of us have different kind of feelings.
所以在神的教会里面呢，这种价值实在是很高啊。
And therefore, we can see that this is truly priceless in the Church of God.
不是可以用物质 或者是形容能够把它讲得很清楚啊。
You can not use words to explain it clearly.
那尤其保罗所写的一些书信呢，啊，更是啊，让人呢很难去了解啊。
Especially some of the epistles written by Paul, it's hard for us to understand.
其实呢，这个都是跟这个神国的这种宝贝呢有连带关系的。
But in actual fact, this is all related to the treasure about the kingdom of heaven.
我们请看，哥罗西书第一章十九节。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
哥罗西书第一章十九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。保罗说天父真实呢，喜欢把一切的丰盛，这个一切的丰盛就是价值非常高的哈。
When it says to have all his fullness means that it's priceless.
那在他里面就是在主耶稣里面。
And to dwell in him is to dwell in Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣是神成为肉身啊，来到这个世界。
And Jesus Christ is God in flesh came to this earth.
然后呢，建立教会。
To establish the church.
就是选门徒啊，门徒就成立教会这样。
And that is to choose the disciples, and the disciples establish the church.
那造物主的一切的丰盛呢，就在里面。
And all the fullness dwell in him.
啊，这些就是宝贝。
And these are all treasures.
样样都很丰盛。
And they are abundant.
那当然呢，啊，这些宝贝的内容呢，啊，我们可以把它分为很多项。
And of course, the content of the treasure is abundant.
但是我们知道呢，啊，这种丰盛就是在神的教会里面。
And we can see that this abundance is found in the church of God.
再看第二章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 3.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在它里面藏着，甚至一些智慧知识啊，都在主耶稣里面藏着。
And all the wisdom and knowledge is also hidden in Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣呢，啊，成全救恩以后啊，
After Jesus Christ has completed salvation,
他本身就是教会。
He himself is the church.
再看这个以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter
1. 二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
以弗所书第一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有主所充满的。教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那么充满万有主所充满的。
Who fills everything in every way.
有什么能够比这个充满万有啊，价值更高呢？
What can be more priceless than the one who fills everything in every way?
那么这个充满万有主当然是天父真神。
And of course, this refers to Heavenly Father.
但是这个教会呢，就是简单说呢，要充满了神的恩典呐。
But simply, in our church, we have to be fulfilled with the grace of God.
那这个就是宝贝啊。
And this is treasure indeed.
所以保罗呢，他蒙主耶稣拣选以后啊。
So after Paul was chosen by Jesus Christ,
他就了解神的这些奥秘。
He could understand the mystery of Jesus Christ.
那当时有一些哲学家，还有神学家，还有这个犹太教的人的强烈的主张，各样啊，都对这个基督教会影响很大。
And at that time, there were a lot of philosophers as well as theologians. They had a great influence on other churches.
所以保罗就在以弗所书跟哥罗西书强调这个丰盛的价值。
And therefore, Paul emphasized in the book of Ephesians as well as Colossians the importance of the abundance.
那时候也有人说，不一定要敬拜天上的神，敬拜天使也可以啊。
At that time, people say that it's okay if you worship angels instead of God.
啊，甚至呢，植物啊、动物都可以从那边得到医治。
You can also find healness from the trees and plants.
那这些主张都会破坏呢纯正的信仰。
And all this kind of teachings will destroy our truth.
所以主耶稣在讲这个天国的天国好像宝贝，跟这些都有连带关系的。
And therefore, when Jesus talk about the kingdom of heaven as hidden treasure, it's all related to this.
既然神的教会要建设在地上，
Since the church of God is to be established on earth，
那真正在地上神的教会呢，就是有这种宝贝、这种丰盛在里面。
That means we can find this kind of treasure and abundance in the house of God on earth。
那这个呢，要借着神所拣选的人，神所喜欢的人呢，一一把它呢挖出来，挖宝一样的。
And this is through the chosen people of God that they are going to find this kind of treasure.
请看以弗所书三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
九节到十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9 to 11.
以弗所书第三章第九节到十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9 to 11.
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物诸神里的奥秘，是如何安排为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在的独诸神百般的智慧，这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们看这几节圣经就知道神的教会是非常重要的。
From all these Bible verses we can understand the importance of the Church of God.
神创造万物所隐藏历代所隐藏的这些奥秘都要在教会里面呢来显明出来。
All the hidden treasures from all the ages will be as manifested in the church of God.
所以天国好像宝贝呢就是说教会呢就是有很多的宝贝。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like the treasure that means that there are a lot of treasure in our church.
光是保罗所说的那个丰盛充满就包括很多的价值在里面。
Including the abundance and fullness that Paul has mentioned, that means there's a lot of treasure in it.
所以在神的教会里面真的呢每个人的感受不一样。
Therefore, in the house of God, many people have different kind of feelings.
我们再看从这一章的第二节到第七节。
Now we are going to read from verse 2 to verse 7.
量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的族分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我身诸基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣属徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是造神的恩赐，这恩赐是造他运行的大能赐给我的。这一段圣经就是保罗说他本身呢有这个执事的职分。
From these Bible verses, we can understand that Paul has this status of the minister.
那这个是神给他的恩赐。
And this is a gift from God.
所以他就有责任要把神的奥秘呢阐明出来。
And therefore, he has a responsibility to manifest the hidden treasure of God.
那么也就是说，要建立神的教会。
And that is to say that he has to establish the church of God.
那一定呢要有这种职分。
And of course, he has to have this kind of status.
所以一间神的教会如果没有长足的话呢，要发展很困难。
So in church today, if we do not have ministers, it's very hard for a church to prosper.
所以属徒时代这个教会建立起来以后，
So after the church has been established in the times of the apostles,
像保罗、巴拿巴，
just like Paul and Barnabas,
他们两个人第一次呢被差派到这个犹太人以外的地区去传福音的时候，
When they were sent out to preach outside the kingdom of Judah, Judea,
神跟他们同在。
At that time, Jesus was with them.
他们就把神国的宝贝阐明给众人听。
And they preached about the treasure of kingdom of heaven.
他就在当地呢就按立长子。
And they were also ordained as elders and deacons there.
这个就是要建设教会呢最起码要有的。
And this is the basic principle for establishing a church.
我们请参看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the Acts of Apostles.
使徒行传请看十四章二十三节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章二十三节
Verse 23
二人在各教会中选立了长老又进食祷告就把他们交托所信的子保罗跟巴拿巴第一次、到外邦去传福音的时候
The first time that Paul and Barnabas preached to the Gentiles
因为成立教会教会呢必须要有根基啊
Because when they established the church needs a foundation.
所以他们两个呢就在、各城各地方呢、安立长子。
Therefore, in each church, they appointed elders and deacons.
还有这个、提多传道也是一样。
And this is the same for preacher Titus.
请看提多一章，格里底是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐。又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。提多是一个年轻的传道者。
Titus was a young preacher.
但是他懂得神的道理，懂得很多。
But he knew a lot about the teaching of God.
跟提摩太一样。
He was just like Timothy.
两个人都从小就受宗教教育长大。
They have received good RE education from young.
所以他们就负有很大的这种责任啊。
And therefore, they have great responsibility.
这里记载保罗交代他呢，要在各城设立长老。
Here it says Paul asked him to appoint elders in every town.
那保罗呢，他为什么懂得这些道理呢
？So why did Paul understand all these teachings?
他没有听过耶稣讲道。
He has never heard Jesus preach.
他是从主耶稣直接的启示而了解的。
He understood it from the direct revelation of Jesus.
那主耶稣所拣选的门徒呢
？From the disciples that was chosen by Jesus Christ.
有很多他们当初从主耶稣所听的都是一知半解啊。
Many of them did not truly understand the teaching of Jesus.
等到得了圣灵以后，成立教会啊。
But after they received the Holy Spirit and established the church,
才渐渐去了解。
They slowly understood.
所以使徒时代教会成立以后呢，大家很热心呐、啊。
So after the church has been established in the apostolic time, many people were very fervent.
但除了使徒以外啊，没有长子啊。
But apart from all these apostles, they were not elders or deacons.
所以教会就发生很大的事情了、啊。
And that is why、many things happened in the church.
有一些纠纷呐、啊，没有办法摆平呐、啊。
That is, there were conflicts that cannot be settled.
就叫十二个使徒来办理这些，整天就是办这些，教会呢就没有办法推动发展。
And therefore, all the 12 disciples has to be in charge of this kind of conflicts, and they have no time for the prosperity of the church.
请看《使徒行传》第六章。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 6.
第二节第三节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 6, verse 2 and 3.
使徒行传第六章第二节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 6 verse
2. 十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们偏下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这些事。”十二使徒的责任非常重大。
The responsibility of the 12 disciples was great.
教会呢，建立起来有很多信徒。
However, when the church established, there would be many members.
但是好像一片散沙呢，很困难呐。
But they were not in unity.
后来呢，就选出七个弟兄啊。
And then there were seven brothers.
按立为执事。
Who were appointed as deacons.
请看第六节。
Please read verse 6.
叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告就按手在他们的头上啊！这个是原始教会啊，开始要建立、要经营的很好的啊，一些留下来，一些的模范。
And this is a good example that the Apostolic Church has set us when the church is starting to establish.
像一间教会已经建立了好几十年都没有按例长职，这个教会就很困难继续发展下去。
If a church has been established for many 10 years and they were not ordaining many elders or deacons, then the church is hard to prosper.
因为至少这个是一种基础啊。
Because this is the foundation.
我们再看哥罗西书第一章二十五节到二十七节。
Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verse 25.
哥罗西书第一章二十五节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 25.
我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。二十六节。
Verse 26.
做道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等的丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了。有荣耀的盼望。
27。
那这一段呢，保罗到提到呢，他有执事的职分。
Here Paul mentioned that he has the status of a minister.
就是要把这个神的教会呢，道理传得很全备、很完全。
And that is to preach the complete gospel of the church.
那么要把历代以来神所隐藏的这些奥秘啊。
And also to preach the mystery of the hidden ages.
要一步一步渐渐把它显明出来。
So that it can be manifested.
所以神呢，有很多宝贵的这些恩典啊，就是要借着这样来显明出来。
So there are many treasures and abundant grace of God that will be manifested in this way.
那除了长职以外呢？
And apart from elders and deacons.
很多弟兄姐妹因为了解这些奥秘以后，
Many brothers and sisters after they understood this
treasure, 在他们内心就成为有荣耀的盼望，
and they have this glorious hope in their heart.
那这种内心的快乐感受呢，是比什么价值都高啊。
And this kind of joy in their heart is priceless than anything in this world.
那么这就是主耶稣在讲这个比喻呢，都有含义的这些精神在里面的。
And therefore, we can see that there are always a hidden meaning behind the parables of Jesus Christ.
那这些奥秘又很丰盛。
And all this hidden treasure is very abundant.
那所谓丰盛，就是神很完整的这种全能啊，这种恩典呐、都在里面的。
And by abundance, I mean the fullness of grace of Jesus Christ is in it.
那这些呢，就是呢，神的教会要建设在地面上呢，把这些呢一一显明出来。
And this is the church of God established on earth to manifest all this.
所以以上我们所讲的呢，就是让我们有一个概念，就是要经营教会啊，把这个神的教会经营得很好。
And so what we have discussed above is for us to understand how we can manage the church well.
那主要是讲这个天国好像宝贝这个比喻，就是要告诉我们经营教会的方法。
And for Jesus Christ to mention about the parable of the hidden treasure is for us to understand the methods of managing a church.
那这种方法如果做得对，做得好呢，就是好像宝贝啊，一直在神的教会里面发挥出来。
And if we can follow the methods of Jesus Christ, then our church will be full of treasure.
那首先呢，这个教会必须要有按例长职。
So first, the church has to ordain deacons and elders.
就是要经营这个教会，让它更发展必须要做的事情。
And this is a must for a church to prosper.
请看提摩太前书三章十五节。
Listen to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15。
倘若我单言入酒，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的祝福和根基。保罗对传道者提摩太说
Paul told Timothy，
如果我其他的事情耽误了很多的时间，不能到你那边去。
if I am delayed because of many other matters.
但是你在当地的教会就是神的家。
But when you are in the local church, that is God's household.
要怎样去经营、去照管啊？你是知道的。
So you should know how to manage the church of God.
那这个教会呢，有真理的柱石和根基呀。
And this church has the pillar of truth as well as foundation.
那么，除了安利长主以外呢，要有真理，也就是说呢，长主必须有啊、这个真理的造诣很好。
And this is to tell us that the deacons and elders that we ordain have to be fulfilled with the truth.
有些教会只有负责人，这个是有任期的。
Some churches only have board members.
那负责人呢，要懂得道。
And the board members also have to understand the truth.
那因为长职是终身职啊，更要懂得真理。
And because elders and deacons have to work for the Lord their whole life, and therefore they have to understand the truth even more.
也就是说，教会是以真理为根基啊。
And that is to say that the church is built on the foundation of truth.
再看以弗所书二章二十节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 20, verse 22.
以弗所书二章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 20, verse 22.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。有关神国就是教会。
Sorry, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
十九节这边也有说，也是神的家。
And verse 19.
那呢，二十节就说是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And verse 20 says it's built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
使徒所传的真理。
And all the truth that the disciples have preached.
先知所阐明的真理。
And also the truth preached by the prophets.
以这些做根基啊。
And this is the foundation.
那么也就是说呢，要安立长主，长主必须呢要在这些真理上受教育。
Therefore, when we ordain the deacons or elders, they have to be built on the truth.
那这个教会呢，就会经营得很好，把神的这些宝贝、这些丰富一族的显明出来。
Then the church will be well managed, and they can manifest the treasure in the church.
请看提摩太前书第四章第六节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
提摩太前书第四章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。这一节圣经非常好。
This is a very good Bible verse.
要成为一个好执事。
If you want to become a good minister.
因为呢，要把这个教会经营得很好。
And you want to manage the church well.
那就必须在真道的话语上来得到教育啊。
Then you have to be brought up in truth and faith.
能够呢悉心顺从服从善道。
So that you can submit yourself to the truth.
那这个教会呢就会把神的这些宝贝呢一族的发挥出来。
Then the church will be able to manifest the treasures in it.
再看第七节、第八节。
Please read verse 7 to 8.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老夫荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来生的运息。还有一点很重要，就是要在敬虔上来操练自己。
Another thing that is important is to train yourself in godliness.
所以长子除了要有真理的根基以外呢，敬虔很重要。
So besides having foundation of the truth, the elders and deacons also have to be godly.
那这个不是一两天就可以完成的。
And this is not something that you can accomplish in one or two days.
这是不断的在操练，好像一个人在操练身体一样。
But rather, this is a kind of continuous training, just as one trains his own body.
那什么叫敬虔呢？
So what does it mean to be godly?
我们来聚会。
When we come to church,
我们看圣经祈祷，这个是包括在敬虔里面。
When we read the Bible, when we pray, we show our godliness.
所以这个敬虔呢，简单说就是你有很好的信仰。
So godliness means that you have a good faith.
那这个就是要常常去操练。
And this you have to train continuously.
渐渐进步。
So that you can improve gradually.
除了长子以外，弟兄姐妹也是一样的。
Besides elders and deacons, brothers and sisters have to do so.
那在这个过程里，你就会呢，渐渐去发现这个神国的这种宝贝。
Then in this process, you will be able to find the treasure of the kingdom of God.
因为你懂得这些宝贵以后呢，你的人生观会渐渐调整。
Because once you understand these treasures, you will have a different kind of concept for your life.
我们真耶稣教会那个启示录的作者哦，黄以丽莎长老。
Elder Elisha Huang, the author of the Book of Revelations, the reference for the Book of Revelations.
他写这本书完成啊，经过了三十几年。
And it took him 30 years to finish this book.
他是很有钱，也有投资很多的事业。
And he was also a very well-known businessman.
那当他在研究这个启示录的时候，
So when he was studying the Book of Revelation,
渐渐了解啊这个神的奥秘。
And he gradually understood the mystery of Jesus Christ.
他本来对这个学校教育方面也有很多的投资啊，就渐渐看清了。
He also invested a lot on the worldly education, but gradually he has given up all this.
当初这本书还没有印出来之前，就在圣灵月刊发表，陆续发表。
Before he actually published the book, a lot of his articles was published in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
在发表这个期间呢，他就渐渐看淡了这个世界上的事业。
So in this process, he has given up on all he had in this world.
后来呢，他真的渐渐一足的放弃，因为他发现有很多属灵的价值啊。
As he slowly to give up the things on this earth, he has discovered more spiritual meaning in his life.
就让他的这个人生观渐渐改变。
And then he changed his concept for his life.
除了他以外，还有一些人
And besides this elder, there are also many other people.
也是呢，这个人生观渐渐改变。
Who has changed their concept of life.
因为呢，他在神的教会里面呢，渐渐会去发现这个属灵的价值啊。
Because in the church of God, they start to understand the treasure of spiritual life.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，
So when Jesus Christ was talking about this parable,
我们就要去抓住这个精神去了解。
We have to understand the meaning behind it.
所以晚上呢，我们主题第一点就是神的教会建设在这个地面上。
So tonight we have only mentioned one point, and that is the Church of God being established on earth.
有神的一切的丰盛就是在这个教会里面。
And the fullness of God will dwell in this church.
有神的宝贝就是在这个教会里面。
And the treasure of God will also be in this church.
那大家呢要共同去经营这个教会。
And everyone has to manage the church together.
那有关这个比喻呢，也有一些经营教会的方法给我们做参考。
And in this parable, there are also methods of how to manage a church.
那以后会陆陆续续呢把这个比喻讲完。
And then I will be studying this parable with you